Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Marcia Norman's riveting play, Night Mother.
And here to talk about it, we have Tiffany Dennis and Dick Reichman. Dick, you've stepped in as director.
This is a Bob Pond-directed show, and right in the last week, Bob took sick, went into the hospital. Fortunately, he's not in a life-threatened situation, but he has been hospitalized for the last week, so he asked me to step in. Can you pull the show together? So basically, I stepped in as a poor man's Bob Pond, trying to coordinate the last week of production, walked into a show which, fortunately, I didn't have to do any stage direction because it was all done, and the actors are terrific in what they're doing. So it's just pulling together all the elements in time to open the show. And I think Bob should be available to come see it next week. I hope so.
And you are a director, an actor?
Tiffany? I'm an actor. My name's Tiffany, and I'm very excited to be in this production of Night Mother with Linda Benson.
And this is a two-person play, and tell us about the part you're playing.
I'm playing Jessie Cates, which is the daughter in this mother-daughter relationship. It's a very complex role. It's a very dark role, and I'm really excited to be taking on something so challenging. Jessie has had a very difficult life. She spent a lot of time in despair, a lot of time in depression, but she's come to a point in her existence that has given her some clarity on what she wants to do and what she wants to be. And she's decided she doesn't want to be anymore. And so this is the last couple of hours she has to spend on Earth, and she wants to give her mother a chance to learn a little bit more about her and to understand this tough decision that she's going to be making.
Boy, that's a deep play.
It really is. It's dark. Mm-hmm. It's intense. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of preparation I've had to do in coming into this role, and it's been a bigger project than I think I've ever dreamed I would be taking on.
Interesting. Interesting. And Dick, you just walked into this.
The project is very interesting to me. Bob's always wanted to do this play. And this play opened in 1983 on Broadway with Kathy Bates and Ann Petoniak in it, and immediately became a very talked about production because it won the Pulitzer Prize because it's a great piece of writing, but it also caused a lot of controversy about the psychology of those who are bent to suicide and the psychology of those mother-daughter relationships in which there's dominance by the mother and needs from the daughter. I think when you go see this play, you will be surprisingly familiar with the relationships and the types of people. And while we're talking about it being a dark, heavy play about all these subjects, it really plays like a sort of a mystery drama.
It does.
You know, the way it's written, it uses the psychology that it's examining as a kind of dramatic lever. So you get all caught up. I mean, you know what the play's about. You know what's going to happen. So it's how you get there. And as such, it's really it's an acting gem. We've got wonderful actors taking advantage of parts that were written just to make actors shine. And it looks great. I like it.
Yeah, I will say, when I first had a chance to read this play and go into auditions, I knew what it was about. And I was surprised at how gripped I was by the writing and by this relationship of this mother and daughter. Right away, you find some understanding. You identify with these characters. You see the dysfunction that plays out. But it's not something really outstanding. It's something I think most families will completely identify with. They will get some of these feelings that these two characters are going through. They may or may not understand the decisions that Jessie's coming to, but they will identify and understand the characters.
Jessie is the daughter or the mother?
Jessie is the daughter.
Mm-hmm. Is the daughter, and she's the one who's thinking of suicide.
Yes, she's the one who's thinking of ending her life.
And that's the role you play.
It is. It is. Yeah, and it's... It's a tough role. It's a really tough role. I've not done anything with a character that's been so challenging. So it's been really exciting as an actress to take on something like this and to get to examine all of these different feelings. I spent a lot of time working through Jessie's history and her life and the kinds of things that would have happened in her life to bring her to this decision. And even in some of my research and work on this role, I began to look at, as Jessie's contemplating suicide, what methods and why she even comes to the specific method that she chooses in this play in developing this character.
You know, one of the things I find remarkable about this play, and you both have mentioned that there's no big surprise in the play. The play is about this decision this woman has made. I've seen the play. I've done the play. What strikes me about the play is the fact that Jessie has come to this decision from the very beginning of the play, and it's just a matter of the last evening she spends with her mother. And so we find out so much about that relationship between the mother and the daughter. And Linda Benson's playing the mother, right, Dick?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about how perhaps she's been approaching this character, or maybe, Tiffany, you should mention, since you've been working with her over the course of the rehearsal process.
You know, Linda's an amazing actress. I know many people are familiar with her work. It's been fascinating watching her develop. Linda's character, she gets to play a very reactionary character. She gets to react to all of these things that her daughter is doing. She thinks she knows her daughter. She doesn't. A lot of her reactions are very self-centered, and I think that shows a lot of the struggle between Jessie and her mother throughout this play. And so I think that Linda, she really brings some great levels of drama to this show. It's been great working with her.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host, Steve Hunt, and today we're talking to Tiffany Dennis and Dick Reichman about Night Mother.
And just to talk a little bit about the company producing this, this is interesting because it's being co-produced by ACT and a kind of new company. This town is called the RKP Production. It's Reichman, Kelly, and Pond, who are... It sounds like a new rock and roll band putting together a show here.
It's a hip pocket company for people who don't want to make any money, don't want to apply for any grants, don't want to do any of the things right, but we're artists who just want to get a show up. And here we have Bob Pond, who has directed all his life and now in his later years is ready to work on grown-up projects. He is eager to work. We got Linda Benson. We got Tiffany here. These are wonderful actors who... just simply want to meet the challenge of working on this kind of role. So we put together a company and say, if you don't want to get paid and don't expect to do it at a professional level, but just want to get the work out there, we're trying to do a few hip pocket productions that way. And so far we have, down through the years, I've produced a number of things in this sort of hip pocket way, and it's kind of worked out. We didn't lose any money. We didn't make any money, and we... did the work of art that we wanted to do. Bob's wanted to do this play for years, and I'm so delighted to see actors taking huge bites out of these great parts and doing wonderful things with them. I mean, this is just an artistic event created by artists who want to do it.
And that's what's interesting, I think, about this, not a movement, but this, the movement of your creative impulse and Bob's as well to put on plays, which... are not being normally done by some of the Anchorage theaters. I remember in the past you guys, Bob put on Glass Menagerie, and you did Man in the Attic, a couple of plays that might not have been done by other theaters. So it seems that we're seeing a movement of a real passionate need to produce some other things in the Anchorage theater community that perhaps are not being done. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, in a small community like this, I like to think that if there's a point of passion somewhere, somebody's going to come up with a project. I've already had, because we're doing this, we've had people come to us and say, you know, I love this subject and I want to do a show about this. And I don't know that we can help everyone produce everything, but you find these points of light where people really are intensely thinking about things and love things, and that's, you know, that's what you want to go for. And hopefully we can do a handful of things on a small scale that are deeply artistically satisfying. I hope we sell a lot of tickets to this show. Maybe we won't. Our publicity hasn't been great. We don't have a lot of money to spend. But I think we all feel that if we get an artistic result here and not a lot of people see it, that's cool. We wanted to do this show.
Interesting theory. And I hope a lot of people are listening to us today and a lot of people will go see it.
I hope so.
Because it's an interesting play as opposed to a funny play.
Well, one of the things that interested me so much, I don't know a whole lot about psychology, but I got on the internet looking up people's reactions to the play. The play goes so deeply into the psychology that it got psychologists arguing with each other about whether or not this is true and accurate. It got so deep that it got under their skin. So it's really interesting. If you are a psychologist or interested in psychology, you may have very strong feelings, positive or negative, about what you see in this show.
Yeah, and I will say for anybody coming to the play, it's not entirely dark and full of despair. There are moments of glimmer. There are moments of hope. There's lots of fun dialogue between the two characters, you know, as they're spending this evening together. I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah, but the best stuff is the dark stuff. We don't like the bad stuff. That's what we want to go see. Who cares about the good stuff?
Yeah. And if you like a good tragedy, come to the show.
And it's being done in a very intimate environment over at the Grant Hall Theater.
At Grant Hall.
APU. Yeah. And the set's a nice, beautiful set done by Brian Saylor.
Brian Saylor put a big, heavy set in there. It looks wonderful. I can't believe how.
But it brings the audience, brings the actors right up to the audience. The audience, yeah. It's almost like you're sitting in the living room, in the kitchen with
absolutely.
These two people.
Yeah.
It's a great space.
Oh, that theater? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. I usually sit in the front row because I'm deaf, but I can actually hear from the back row.
Actually, you can hear better from the back row than the front row, oddly enough.
Interesting. I'll try that sometime.
We have about a minute left, and I just want to ask, Dick, you mentioned some other people have talked to you about some future shows. Are there any shows coming up with this sort of hip pocket theater you've talked about that you have any ideas?
Nothing else is in the docket yet. We'll see how this goes.
Looking for suggestions.
But, if you have a passionate subject you want to do and you haven't convinced Sandy Harper to do it, or the university to do it, or the community theater to do it, or the Mitchell brothers to do it, let's talk.
That sounds wonderful. Unfortunately, we're about to run out of time. So I want to thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Tiffany Dennis and Dick Reichman to talk about your new play, Night Mother.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar, and remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. If it's very quiet, Randy Rutherford can still hear the guitar. What this master storyteller gives his audience is a mosaic of memoir, music, and humor. Join Rutherford on this heartfelt reminiscence of his days in 1970s Alaska, where he began living his ramblin' man dream and got diagnosed with congenital hearing loss. Performances are at the Taproot, 3300 Spinard Road, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 7th to 16th. Call 345-0282 for reservations.
Anchorage Opera's production of Puccini's Madame Butterfly will be presented this weekend with performances at 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night and 4 o'clock on Sunday. Madame Butterfly is performing in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Up in Wasilla, it's the last weekend to see Valley Performing Arts production of The Canterville Ghost by Oscar Wilde. It will run through November 9th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
It's the last weekend to see the Rocky Horror Freak Show at Mad Myrna's. For more information, visit the Mad Myrna's website.
Night Mother is the Pulitzer Prize-winning play by Marcia Norman, which will be presented at APU's Grant Hall November 7th to 16th. Tickets are available at centertix.net. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and Sundays at 3. For more information, call ACT at 907-344-4713.
Well, thanks for being with us on Stage Talk this week. We've been talking to Dick Reichman and Tiffany Dennis, both of the production Night Mother, opening tonight at the Grant Hall Theater on the campus of APU. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.